You're listening to the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor.
I'm Bernie DeGroat. Many American companies are currently under investigation regarding the timing of stock option grants given to top executives. Recently, the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission passed new rules for executive pay disclosure. University of Michigan researcher Nejat Sehun explains the practice of backdating stock options.
Stock option is a form of compensation and incentive compensation for corporate executives. Let's suppose stock price is $30 for a corporation. They will typically allow their executives to buy the shares at $30 anytime over the next 10 years. This is effective on the date that the board grants the option. That's what the law says. Stock option basically aligns the interests of the executives with those of the shareholders because they now both want the stock price to go up. Let's suppose 5 years later, stock price is $70. Executive still gets to buy it at $30. Immediately sell it for $70, pocket $40 as their compensation. What some executives we found are doing is playing a sort of dating game. Going back prior to when the options were granted, when the stock price was lower, and saying they got the options on that date. This action, namely misstating the date, is actually falsifying a corporate document in order to increase their compensation. To that extent, it is lying, and to that extent, you can also view it as corporate fraud.
Sehun says that executives also play another kind of dating game called forward dating.
If the stock price has been falling, it'll be higher in the past than it was currently, and if it continues to fall, executives then can date sometime in the future as the grant date, when the stock price was lower than when the board granted it, and this way get additional compensation. Since the so-called grant date that they report is after the board approval date, we call that forward dating.
In either case, whether it's backdating or forward dating, Sehun says it's wrong and can be illegal.
To the extent they're falsifying corporate documents to increase their compensation falls under anti-fraud provisions. So that's a crime. This act of stealing from the corporation, even a small amount, causes huge damage to the corporation. Why? Because what executives are getting is not incentive compensation, because some of the value of the option is in the money. It's in effect they're getting salary type of guaranteed compensation, which means that these don't qualify for incentive compensation provisions of the tax code. If they're given incentive compensation, the taxation is much lighter than if they get cash compensation. So in effect, they forfeit all the incentive effects of this tax benefits, and a huge burden is imposed on the corporation as a result. So often you see cases where the corporation has to reclassify, restate their books. As a result of giving up these tax advantages, corporations are saddled with tens of millions of dollars of additional tax burden. To restate their books means they'd be subject to shareholder lawsuits. So the bottom line is basically this amounts to lying by the executives in order to increase their compensation. To the extent they're falsifying corporate documents, this also means they're probably committing a crime.
Sehun's colleague, MP Narayanan, says the Sarbanes-Oxley Act was passed 4 years ago to stop such practices, but it hasn't always worked.
The whole idea of Sarbanes-Oxley or SOX has been that they want to eliminate the abuses in governance practices of companies. One of the issues it tries to relate is transparency in the information that is provided to the shareholders. Nobody can say whether the executives are being overpaid or underpaid. That is not the issue, really. The problem here is that the transparency is being compromised. The shareholders are being told that the executive is receiving a certain amount of compensation, but the executive is actually receiving more compensation than that. Sarbanes-Oxley tries to limit such practices by saying that you have to report within 2 days. Clearly, there are many other aspects of Sarbanes-Oxley which the SEC has tried to implement and to enforce. But this, for some reason or the other, they had overlooked. And what this has brought to the fore is that some tightening up of the Sarbanes-Oxley rules needs to happen.
Narayanan and Sehun, who have called for SEC action for some time, believe the new rules will help. They also have definite ideas of their own on how to stop executives from playing these dating games.
The entire annual incentive compensation should not fall on a single date. If the corporations take this annual pay and spread it around the year, then incentives to either backdate or forward date or spring load the options, which means announce good news, bad news in order to increase the compensation, those effects will be alleviated. In backdating or forward dating, sometimes they're violating the explicit provisions of Sarbanes-Oxley law, which is passed in 2002. Sarbanes-Oxley says that corporations have to report their option grants within 2 business days. If executives are backdating their options, it'll look like they are also reporting late. There has to be some explicit penalties for late reporting.
The two UM researchers have studied the misdating of stock options for more than 2 years.
We took a look at how the stock prices looked around the grant date. And what we saw was a very different pattern from what people had observed before. We saw a pattern that can be best described as the letter V, with the trough of the letter being exactly on the grant date. On average, stock prices are dropping up to the grant date and then rising after the grant date. And the drop and the rise were substantial. Stock prices naturally go up or down. So what managers might be doing is they might be granting themselves an option by looking back and granting it on the date where the trough of the V is. After all, there can be Vs naturally for stock price. What is surprising is that all the Vs are aligned on the grant date is the surprise. But it was such an outrageous notion that we really did not believe that that's what was going on. So we decided that we will try to follow up and try to test this hypothesis. The first paper we wrote was circulated in January of 2005. That was the paper that identified this reporting lag connection and suggested that backdating is possibly going on. Then the second paper asked the question whether Sarbanes-Oxley has mitigated or eliminated this practice. Because the two-day reporting rule, you would expect to mitigate, if not eliminate, the practice. And what we found was that it has mitigated, for sure, but it has not eliminated at all. The pattern still exists, but in somewhat muted way. But there are companies which we believe might be doing this, even after Sarbanes-Oxley. So that was the second paper. The third paper asked the following question. Even if executives are reporting within 2 days, can they still game the system? And that's where this forward dating idea came about. What we show in that paper is that if the executives are forward dating, then they don't need to delay their reporting. They can still be SEC or SOX compliant, but could still very well be playing games. And we have provided some preliminary evidence in that paper that suggests that forward dating might be going on as well.
Narayanan and Sehun are professors of finance at the Stephen M. Ross School of Business.
This has been a production of the University of Michigan News Service. Visit us on the web at www.umich.edu/news.